Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on this side of it, and on that side of it, was there a forest of trees of life, bearing 12 manners of fruit, each tree bearing fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. So you can see how what is happening is that it's going back to the situation in the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned. And now all that has finally been undone. And you remember, God drove out Adam and Eve lest they ate the fruit of the tree of life and lived forever. It wouldn't be much fun living forever in this present situation that we're in, with problems of sin and the results of sin and death, and would be really horrible to just have to live forever within a fallen world. But finally, all that shall be changed, and God himself shall be there, and we shall see him, and there will be no more curse, and his servants will serve him. Now, that's a very simple statement, but if in this life we love serving God more than anything else, well, the kingdom of God is for us. And so, despite all the frustrations of life, that is what we're being led to want to serve God. And they shall see his face, and his name will be in their foreheads. So God is real. God is a real person. And we are made in the image of God. God is not abstract. He's not a cloud. He's not an idea. He's not energy. He is real. And we are in his image. And we will see his face. And this is what Job looked forward to. He said, after I'm dead, worms will eat my body, but in my flesh I will see God. This is the hope of the resurrection of the body, whom I shall see for myself and not another. As if in that wonderful moment when you see God, this will be absolutely personal between God and yourself. And his name shall be in their foreheads. In other words, the things of him, his character, because God's name is his character, his personality, how he acts, how he thinks. And that will be in our minds. And if we've received that mark now, that seal in our hearts, well, we will have it forever. And there will be no night there. And they will need no light of lamps nor light from the sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. So then it's not that we will be counting the days, or do you know what, we've lived so many days, or we've lived now a million years. There simply will be time no longer in the way that we understand it, divided up by sun and moon. He said to me, these words are faithful and true, and yeah, this is what we're trying to say, what John was trying to say, what I'm trying to say, that this is true. This is really, really, really going to happen. And we really can be there. I think John, like us, is sort of feeling that, well, maybe you don't get it. Look, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. Behold, I come suddenly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, who saw these things, I heard them too. As if he's saying that this is all really true. I didn't make this up. And when I had heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said to me, don't do that. I am your fellow servant, and of your brothers the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him still be filthy. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. You see, we don't go to heaven to get the reward, but Jesus comes back and he brings the reward with him. I am Alpha and Omega. That's the A to Z. He is the beginning of the alphabet and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. For outside there are dogs and murderers and fornicators and idolaters and everyone who loves and makes a lie. That's why it's so important not to lie. But as David says, to speak the truth in your heart. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come. So if you really have heard this message, then you're going to say to other people, come. If you really believe that, wow, this wonderful kingdom will be here, then you are going to say to others, come. Let him that is athirst, let him come. Let him take the water of life freely. I testify to every man who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man adds to these things, God will add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. How awful that there are people who could have been in this wonderful time who won't be. How awful. And that's what we've got to be aware, that we don't lose this. He who testifies these things says, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with the saints. Amen. This wonderful future, this everlasting life, is all by God's grace. And if you grasp that this is by his grace, his gift, then you want to be gracious and forgiving and kind and giving to others. It's as simple as that. So, as I say, several times you see here how he's struggling with the reality of it all. He sees that this is true. We really, really can be there. This really will come. He really did see these things. This is the word of God. And we really can be there. And more wonderful than that even, God wants us to be there and has called us to be there.